This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are at the end of 2020, and it's time for our annual review of what's going on or has gone on in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. I think it's appropriate I could wish you at the beginning of the program and at the end of the program, Happy New Year, and we certainly need a Happy New Year. But when we think back to this program last year, which seems like we did it yesterday, the things that we had in review for 2019, and maybe what our expectations were. We were certainly concerned about the election, Michael, and other things, but there were some, as we go through the list of the top 10, there are a lot of surprises here that might not have been considered as we looked ahead to 2020 from our perch at the end of 2019. So it's good to have you here. Happy New Year to you and your family and your staff. I'm very thankful that you and I are friends and that we've been able to do this program and continue to be able to do it. And here's another example of why it works. KFSA, AM and FM in Fort Smith, Arkansas, now airing the Talk Radio Countdown show every Sunday morning. So that's a good deal. That starts with the beginning of the new year. Hello.
It's very nice. Very nice to have them. Can you,
yes, it is.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there's a song there somewhere. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, so let's go through the top stories as the researchers at your outfit there, Talkers Magazine. But these are all published, by the way, at Talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Magazine. So many other things that have to do with our talk world, Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. So let's cogitate this list, Michael.
All right, well, this is the list of the year. This is not a week or 1 week, and it's certainly not the only things that were talked about. You've got to understand hundreds of things were talked about in the course of a year. And also, people should understand that locally, local issues were talked about. So, you know, a lot of people say, why is that so low at number 9 or number 8? And I go, nothing on this list is low. This is the top of the top. Mm-hmm. So, and you said something interesting before. You said we have some surprises. Well, I think all of 2020 was a surprise.
Yeah.
I think that 2020 blindsided us and left us in a very different place with different priorities and concerns than it would have otherwise had 2019 gone into a normal 2020, whatever that is. So here we go. At number 10.
Is abnormal? What's it? It's not unnormal.
Well, there's the new normal, the old normal, and then the abnormal, right. And the word normal will never be normalized again. We're never going to think of normal, and maybe before the hour is done, we can talk a little bit about what the real broad strokes changes of 2020 were. Not to mention, maybe 2020 will continue into 2021, and we'll look back at this as an era, as opposed to a year, you know, because this thing is still going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, the world does not come to nice, comfortable endings and beginnings with the end of the year. Exactly.
Yeah,
you know, these are artificial boundaries.
Okay, this is over. Next.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're funny that way, we humans. We have symbolism, and we actually believe the symbols are real and what's real is not. At number 10, we have climate change, severe weather, and wildfires. The climate change issue has grown and grown and grown. It's political, but it also has been talked about. At number 9, U.S.-China relations. Huge issue of the year. Everything ties into each other. These are not isolated topics, and the U.S.-China relation ties into the economy. It ties into COVID. It ties into the elections. It ties into technology. It's an amazing topic, and it's going to be with us for a long time. At number 8, we have the Michael Flynn and Roger Stone cases, and they're sort of representative of all of the scandals that were taking place, and the accusations and you know, the indictments and all of that stuff that happened this year. At number seven, it seems quaint and ancient at this point, but it was in this year, the Trump impeachment trial in the Senate. At number six, the Supreme Court changes. That all took place in this past year. A lot of it took place in this past year. Social media censorship at number five. Huge topic. And now we're getting into the big ones. At number four, the economy and job losses. At number three, the Black Lives Matter movement, and that connects to police reform. At number two, the 2020 presidential election, and by golly, we're still in it. And number one, the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the people survey real fast?
Please.
People survey is really a snapshot. There are many, many more people, and it's arguable. This is not a scientific measurement because it's very sloshy. But it basically, at number 10, we have Xi Jinping. We have Flynn and Stone at 9. We have the digital era kings, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey at 8. George Floyd at number 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Pelosi at 5. Fauci at 4. Kamala Harris at 3. Joe Biden at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1 for the year. It's a pretty accurate measure. But again, the disclaimer is this is conversation, and you can't slice it like bologna.
You know, one of the things...
Although it is bologna.
It is bologna. There's a lot of bologna here. A lot of salami.
Pepperoni. And somebody threw a few anchovies on it.
A little sausage.
People don't like it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, one of the things that strikes me as we're going through this list that we haven't really heralded so much, but if you look at the ratings and the impact that News Talk Radio has had, it almost has been a year of revival. I think I look back at this year in News Talk Radio, I think that there have been those who have tried to dismiss what we were all about, but I think once again we were there collectively for the national conversation.
And
The one thing that I did want to ask you about, in my feelings, and you may dismiss them, but that's your prerogative. Number 10 brought me around to thinking of a discussion I heard yesterday on an NPR station about climate change. They have a daily feature on NPR about climate change. And I'm listening to this person on the air lecture me on what a bad guy I am because I'm driving a car that has gas or diesel power to it, and that if I was really with it, I'd be driving an electric car. And I guess I'm sick of hearing that arrogance. I don't happen to want to drive an electric car. It's not that I'm not concerned about weather and climate and that sort of thing, but to listen to somebody who's basically being paid by me through federal funds tell me that I should be doing this, that, or the other thing. The arrogance is bothersome, even though the News Talk stations that are public stations did quite well this year, as well as the commercial stations, Michael. Did they not?
Well, yeah, they did. And the fact that you were offended by somebody generally lecturing society about the need to go from fossil fuels to electricity, and you took offense at it, doesn't mean that...
I find it obnoxious.
You personalized it. I mean,
I did. Well, isn't that what we do when we listen to the radio? Isn't that what the News Talk Radio is all about? The personality is somebody who's our friend. The person on the air is somebody we know. We're into his or her head. We hear what they're saying. We agree with what they say or don't agree, and it brings us to a point of thinking, which is hopefully a good exercise, is it not?
I think it brings us to a point of not thinking. I think it's the opposite.
You mean
the daily dance of affirmation, targeting audiences, telling them what they already think, making them feel good, giving them hope that their point of view is going to come to fruition, and then nimbly jumping out of the path of the bullet when you have to dodge it because you've been lying to them.
Wrong.
That
serves both sides then, doesn't it? The liberal and the conservative.
Both sides are guilty, and I just have to throw out that electricity comes from coal, too, so electric power for cars is not necessarily cleaner than gasoline. I mean, where are we getting the electric from? Just put that on the side. You know, let's not go off down that rabbit hole.
We'll save that for next week. Yeah,
but I think, you mentioned a bunch of stuff. You said, a revival for talk radio. There's no question talk radio is influential. It's powerful. It's given birth to talk media, all the cable news channels. channels are offshoots of talk radio. The fact that opinion now leads as the main product of journalism organizations as opposed mm-hmm. to some type of objectivity. It goes back to that daily dance of affirmation. Everybody's telling, they target their audience and then they tell them what they want to hear. This is not thought-inducing at all. It's the opposite. And it's led us to this polarization we're at. Somebody asked me last night, I was interviewed about the year in review, and he said, do you think 2021's going to be a good year for talk radio? And I said, at this point, I don't give a damn what's good for talk radio. I'm actually concerned about the country. Whereas before, we go, oh, how is that going to play for our business? And, oh, that's going to bring in listeners. And, oh, that's going to make us important. And, oh, people will recognize. I think we're at a point right now in the world with deaths and democracy hanging by a thread, with half the people of the country thinking that democracy is dead because of this, and the other half thinking it's dead because of that, and they're both opposite views. That means half the country is wrong. Mm-hmm. Half the country is following a lie. And of course, who am I to say which half it is? Yeah. I think right now my main concern is that the country get well. Otherwise, it isn't going to matter whether talk mm-hmm. radio benefits. I mean, I'm a booster of talk radio as a publisher of its leading trade. However, I mean, there are things that are more important than just our industry, because if the country is sick and people are dying and the economy goes down the drain and China takes over everything and we have no more privacy anymore, we have no more clean air or clean water or all of the things that we're facing, what good is it going to be in an industry that is supposedly benefiting by the strife?
That's an excellent point of view. You always do such a great job of in a very concise way of putting things into the proper perspective, and that's why it's valuable to have you here with your thoughts on these issues and others. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen at 17 after the hour of the year in review from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. The virus number one this year, and I have a solution to the problems. At least I have a sponsor that has a solution, a suggestion for how you can keep yourself free of airborne germs and viruses and allergens and congestion in general. It's the Navage way of nasal care. Navage is a kit. It's a quality product. It's all natural. It's just the way to cleanse your nose and to keep, you know, most of the bad stuff that comes into your body comes either through your nose or your eyes. So if you have a chance to keep your nose clean, and this is a way to do it a couple of times a year, a couple of times a day, use this nasal hygiene tool. It'll be your new normal for the new year. I guarantee you that. You'll love the way you feel. Get everybody in your family onto this to get the bacteria, the pollen, the pollution, and all things that are worse out of your nose and out of your sphere, if you will. Get to Navage.com, the website for the Navage product. Explains how it works. You can see how it works. You see the gadgets and how they go together. It's a fabulous website, very instructive. This product will really make your world, it'll change your life. It will. I don't say that lightly either. Navage, the nasal cleansing system everybody ought to have, from Navage at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Into the mix, or back into the mix we go here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The year in review, the top 10 stories from Talkers Research is where we are. There are always the ancillary conversations about what else is going on. You used the term broad stroke a few minutes ago, and I guess we have to take a broad view of all of these things, the names and these stories. But as you've mentioned, there have been hundreds of other conversations that have developed nationally and locally in people's minds. There are things that are important to them, and maybe some of these are and some of them aren't. I was actually surprised, and I'm not sure I wanted to ask you about Michael Flynn and Roger Stone in terms of the pardons or what they did. What in your mind, or the people at your office, what made you think, what was it that maneuvered them? Is it a single thing or just a collective that makes them that important?
As I said, they're symbolic of the scandals and the arrests and the indictments, and it goes all the way back to the Mueller situation with Flynn. Roger Stone became the poster boy for the kind of shady characters that Trump opponents try to portray as populating the administration. There's a seamy underbelly to the whole political process right now in terms of you're involved in that corruption, you're involved in this corruption, Joe Biden's son is taking money from the Chinese and the Ukrainians, Roger Stone is a crook, Michael Flynn is crazy.
The symbolization is, that's sort of important, generally speaking, across the board. Do you think that what manifests that? Is it the host or is it the topic? When you listen to some of these people that are really good local hosts or national hosts, bringing a focus on something that they particularly feel strongly about, because each host has his or her own kind of game, don't you think?
Well, everybody should have their own game. It would be nice if every host were original. Unfortunately, too many of them just follow talking points. But the ones that are original lead the way, and those are the ones that come up with new angles. Those are the ones who are able to go through the news of the day and find the things that would be of most interest to their particular audience and their particular platform in terms of their case that they make. So it's individualistic, but In terms of what we were talking about before, it's like all the scandal stuff. Much of that starts with the politicians themselves. They're the ones that bring up these topics, and the news buys into it because the news thrives on controversy and emotion, you know. And that's it's a complex process. It's a complex. It's like the military-industrial complex. Mm-hmm. It's the idea and political media complex, and coupled with what I talked about before, targeting audiences, it's become a sophisticated art, and it's very difficult to stop.
You know, I was looking back as we're talking about the economy, which is number four this week, and what we bought this past year was so much different than what we bought. Our lives are so much different. People were buying day planners by the boatload. People were a lot of single ladies. You know what? There was a site that sold personal pleasure devices that became a huge success. I was thinking about hand sanitizer and all the other things that we bought on our own. It was very interesting to look back at the way we've spent our money this year, don't you think?
Many of us, have lost money because of jobs and things of that nature, but I think all of us have spent less money than we did the year before. If you check your credit card bills, you probably find that you saved a lot of money on restaurants, you probably saved a lot of money on gas, you probably saved a lot of money on entertainment and travel. Things of that nature. So, it's been an interesting one. But in terms of the habits that are connected to the economy, the things that we do, we've done different things. We have different priorities. And I suspect that many of the new habits we've developed in this last year are going to continue. In other words, we've accelerated toward maybe the way the world is going to be 10 years from now. We've accelerated toward it in 12 months. Yeah. And I think that the workplace will be forever changed. And I think public spaces will be forever changed. I think little things like shaking hands, how we get dressed, how we approach being clean and hygiene, I think all of these will be changed for a long time, if not forever.
The question is it for the better or not? That's something that we'll talk about probably a year from now. What changes have we seen that are different from 2020 when we review 2021? Here I am, talking ahead. Why not? Looking ahead to hopefully this getting a little bit better. It's coming up on 29 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael and Doug.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The post-Brexit trade deal reached between Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government and the European Union was signed into UK law by Queen Elizabeth II on Thursday morning. The law will come into effect at 11 p.m. Thursday UK time when the Brexit transition period officially ends. The European Union and China agreed on Wednesday to an investment deal that will give European companies greater access to Chinese markets. The agreement has been nearly 7 years in the making and is likely to take at least another year to complete. As it forms a new relationship with China, the EU views the communist nation as a partner and a systemic rival. The Vatican said on Thursday Pope Francis will not lead a New Year's Eve and New Year's Day services because of a flare-up of his sciatica condition, which produces leg pain in his right leg. The Vatican did report the Pope will lead his noon prayer on Friday as scheduled. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Dawn Wells, the former Miss Nevada 1959, and the actress that played Marianne on the 1960s TV show Gilligan's Island, has died from coronavirus complications. In a 2014 interview with King 5 in Seattle, Washington, Dawn talked about her character.
She would have gone to prom with you. She would have helped you with your homework. You didn't have to take her out for a martini. But most of the men say to me, I'm married to Marianne. That's the woman I was kind of looking for. And I thought, what is that? What is it about that character that is kind of missing, that we sort of lost track of? And I think it's all this electronic era families, divorced families living together and mother and father both having to work. How do you manage it today? How do you get through life today? Mm-hmm. And Marianne was a good girl. She had manners and she was dependable and she shared the chores. And it's kind of how to exist today. Finish the job. If you start a job, you walk away halfway through the dishes. Do you have to be first in line all the time? But I've had people say to me, I was an abused child. You were my escape. Mm. My parents were working and I'd come home. My sister and I would watch the show. The hope or the dream that Marianne created, the show created, not just Dawn. Mm-hmm. The escape. There's no reality there. Coconut cream pie? Where'd I get the cows?
Dawn Wells passed Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California at the age of 82. The Consumer Electronics Show, featuring all the new electronics and gadgets, will be in Las Vegas starting January 11th and running through the 14th. The show will be completely virtual for 2021 with no in-person attendees. You can find out more by visiting their website, ces.tech. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's the yearly talk radio countdown show. Well, it's not the yearly, we do it weekly, but this is the year in review, courtesy of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. 2020 in review, the top 10 stories, the top 10 people. You want to review, you know, I think sometimes we get off on tangents. I think for the purposes of this program, if you wouldn't mind reviewing the stories again and the people, I think it would be instructive.
Okay, and
you mind?
Kill a few minutes. No, not
well,
at all.
I'm trying to kill a few minutes. I think that it's so important.
Down. I have to reach down to the garbage can because I threw it out. Okay,
here we go. Congratulations.
All right. Number 10. Number 10, we have Clinton. Sorry. We shouldn't get her out.
Yes, we should, but some of it is serious.
It's like whistling past the graveyard this year. Mm-hmm. At number 10, climate change, severe weather, and wildfires. At number 9, U.S.-China relations. At number 8, the scandal boys, typified by Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, and their cases. The Trump impeachment at number 7. At number 6, Supreme Court changes. Number 5, social media censorship and all kinds of issues of the law as it applies to digital media. The big ones. And number 4, the economy and job losses, Black Lives Matter movement and police reform at number 3. Number 2, the 2020 presidential election. And number 1, the COVID-19 pandemic. And as I mentioned earlier, all of these tie together. Every single issue ties together on that top 10. Mm-hmm. And again, the caveat, there's a lot more being talked about than just this top 10. Even the elections. You know, the presidential election wasn't the only election. Every community had an election. Every state had elections. And each one of those brought up local issues. So there's a lot more to News Talk Radio than just this list. This is a consolidated list of the most talked about things across the board. The people at number 10, Xi Jinping, the aforementioned Michael Flynn and Roger Stone at 9. At number 8, the big digital boys, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey. George Floyd at number 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Number 4, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and we'll be talking about him into the new year. At number 3, Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of
what do you think the Trump library would be? Is he going to do it in Florida? You know, at the end of a presidential term, there's always discussion about what's going to happen to the car.
he's going to wait until 2028 after his second term. This is going to be one of those donut presidencies, I guess.
I don't think
he's thinking that.
Well, I think he's going to make a lot of money. The world will be his oyster. He'll be able to go out and get $300,000-$400,000 for an appearance. He's got plenty of money anyway, but I think this is what he may do. Who knows? I mean, we say he may this and he may that.
He may also go to jail. He may be tied up in legal problems. No, Trump. The book of Trump hasn't been written yet. We're still in the Trump era, and no matter what. We're living in the era of a very colorful man, whether you like him or not. He could be the worst guy in the world, the best guy in the world, however you look at him. But we're living in the era of a guy who will be a historical figure going forward in American and world history.
Who's going to be the historian that captures that, though? There have been even some movies done about him already while he was in office, a couple of them. In fact, you know that movie that came out, was it last year, the George W., or the movie's called W., went through George Bush. It's taken 15 years or so to get that done. I think there'll be a lot of people that'll work on the Trump campaign. I'm sorry, not the Trump campaign. The Trump administration a lot sooner than that. So it's part of, you know, I was thinking about who's listening to this program. The folks, for example, in Roseburg, Oregon, who are listening on KQEN and what the big stories are there. In a tutorial about how to take these stories, put them into perspective, what's going on there locally. You said, everybody had a local election. Everybody has an economic story from their community, restaurants in that town I'm thinking about. How did they handle Black Lives Movement issues, you know, that sort of thing. What did the locals think about the Supreme Court nominees? It is that whole thing.
And school closings. Across the country, you know, schools opened and closed in different ways. You know, the United States is a gigantic country. It's very difficult to compare us to a place like even the UK or Sweden or New Zealand, remote places, island places, limited populations, places where there's a lot of spread between populations and people. This is like a whole continent of countries. And of course it's going to be more complex, and there's going to be more depth and variety to the concerns that we talk about, because it's a more active, busy, denser, varied place.
Well, the variety here, I think that's one of the challenges, because you have so many things to think about with regard to the subtext. I mean, we could do the top 10, and then there could be 1A, and there could be 2B, and there could be, the Black Lives Matter movement. I was thinking about how many statues have come down that have been in this country for years, decades, centuries. You know, that was an ancillary part of the Black Lives Matter movement, wasn't it?
There's no question. It's part of the reckoning and the reevaluation of race relations and thus our history. But that's natural. That's organic. We've always been revising history throughout history, and we will continue to do so. And you know, everything is dust in the wind. It all changes.
It is.
But again, for the sake of clarity and more so for the sake of honesty, this survey that we do is directed toward the radio stations that carry it.
Yeah.
And most of the stations are news talk radio stations.
KMMS is another one of the stations out in Montana. I was thinking about them. You know, they listen, they have this program on, And, you know, I wonder about what they're talking about. There's a guy who fell into a pond there, and that was the number one story this week. You know, because well, each of these stations have their own thing.
Certainly, it might be a major. The pond might be an area of controversy where it's been dangerous, and they haven't cordoned it off. Who knows?
Yeah.
The person who fell in the pond might be an important local figure.
Yeah.
You know, he might have been looking for the Loch Ness Monster. You don't know what. You have no idea.
I don't know,
with all due respect.
Let me shoot this one at you. The pandemic. COVID-19, and maybe again 1B here or 1C, the drug cartels have changed the way they're working because of the pandemic. People are not coming across the border. They're not getting mules to carry their product across. So there's more drug traffic coming in from China and Asia than there is from Mexico. I don't think that's something, I mean, I know the border stations are probably talking about that, but I'm taking your lead here, talking about some of the local stations and what their wrinkle is on this. And certainly when it comes to COVID, the border stations like McAllen, Texas, and Galveston, or any of the Tijuana and San Diego, those stations are focusing on the drug business and the people that used to come across the border but don't anymore.
Well, I mean, everything's changed. It's even affected the illegal smuggling business.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, everybody's having problems. Mm-hmm. You know? It's hard to be a drug dealer in this atmosphere.
That's a wrinkle on it that we hadn't thought of. But I was just, as you were talking about that, I was thinking, you know, we haven't heard boo about immigration this year. Where's the wall? The wall that he was going
to...
Where's the wall?
Obviously, immigration is not a pressing issue right now other than how it applies to the spread of a disease.
Mm-hmm.
But the immigration issue was involved in a lot of hyperbole as well. Immigration's a problem, but what we tend to do now is we tend to focus on a problem, we make it an issue, and then we blow it up where it's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened to those caravans that were invading our southern border?
Yeah.
You know, remember, the caravans are coming!
Hey,
you know,
nothing! Yeah.
Look, you know, we have to understand that we live in an age of exaggeration and lies.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that we're facing right now is how to get back in touch with our respect for and our understanding of the truth. The truth. And we seek victory at the expense of truth. And as long as that's going on, we're never going to have a clear conversation or a clear national understanding of what reality and the real issues are about.
Well, that's so well said. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this past year, the top 10 items. We continue in a matter of moments. First, a reminder, as we look back on this year, to all of the people who've listened to my various programs and bought things at MyPillow.com, I guess thank you. Maybe I should say thank you to you. Maybe you should say thank you to me or to MyPillow. More specifically, because they've made it possible for so many Americans to buy the premium pillows, the most comfortable pillow that is produced anywhere, the pet pillows, you name it, you go to the MyPillow website, you'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of things listed under the radio listener specials. Not only the pillows and the duvet covers and the sheets and the towels, but all kinds of pillows. The go-anywhere pillow is one example. Pillow you sat on in your truck driving around. I did that. This is a wonderful way to get a great night's rest. That's really what the team of researchers there that have looked into different ways of making these pillows, and Mike Lindell, who came up with the original idea, he's got 1,500 people working for him around the clock making these pillows and all the other things to improve your sleep. To improve everything about your life. That's what happens when you get a good night's rest. And you'll find all the tools to do that at special deals, year-end savings, MyPillow.com. Get the savings on the pillows, the wash and dry pillows. Yep, the only one in existence that can be washed and dried. The body pillow that they've got, I go on. Don't have to. You can go to MyPillow.com, review what's there, see what you need, order it now, save big bucks when you check out by using the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Hi, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the things Michael does every day of his life as the chief honcho at Talkers Magazine is talk to people who are in the talk business or people who are interesting influencers. And that comes off in the MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview. You can see the connection to it at talkers.com or you can go to mhinterview.com. And so we're doing the year in review. What's the best interview you can, when you go back thinking about some of these people in the talk radio world, who did you talk to that you thought was
some of them go beyond the talk radio world. Some are in talk TV, some are in politics, some are actually once in a while I do rock stars. Had a nice one with Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull.
Yes,
currently
that was
we
a
have
good
Kathy
one.
Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's is up there. But I did one with you that I thought was very interesting because it showed a side of you that a lot of people don't know, and that is your knowledge of the food chain, the relationship between American agriculture, Washington, and the world. But the other one that I did two times this year, an interview with Christopher Ruddy of Newsmax TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we did one in January before COVID, and we did one just a couple of weeks ago. And those are fascinating because of his insights into the political scene and the media. So there's a lot of good stuff there. There are about
what does he think
50.
When he listens to you talk about how the mind control, the people who have one point of his point of view is from the right? So what does he think about you and your analysis of the truth and facts and stuff?
He ultimately agrees with me, and he's a very honest guy. He talks, he does the trick, and he shows you how he pulls the rabbit out of the hat. I mean, he says, I'm pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's not really in there, and here's how it works.
Yeah.
It's possible to do that in this world.
Sure,
actually,
it is. It's a business.
To be honest, yes.
He's
yes.
selling a product, and he's
yes.
got a market, and he's smart enough to know what the market is and what he's selling to. It's not any different than Macy's selling at the counter there the lingerie that they have or whatever it is that they have. So, all right, Michael. Happy New Year. Michael
Happy
Harrison,
New Year to you and everybody. Happy
Talkers.com. 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The highlight of Silence of the Lambs, the music you're hearing in the background here. Chuck Curry is with us for his final installment of 2020 as we think about Anthony Hopkins and the job he did. I've never seen the movie. I saw enough of it to scare the hell out of me, and I didn't want to see any more of it. But he's been touted highly for his role. Did that role put him on the map, or was he already, do you think?
He was already on the map, but that sort of solidified him in America's pop culture, Certainly in the horror genre, although it's more of it's very much of an adult-oriented suspense type thriller, even more than a horror film. The second one, which was Hannibal, that was pretty hardcore horror movie. He did three roles as Hannibal Lecter. It's his birthday today. Anthony Hopkins, born in 1937, turns 83 years old, 138 acting credits, Doug. One of the greatest actors, I think, of all time. As I was telling you off air, he has a movie called Father coming out, which he's getting strong Oscar buzz. He plays a man, an older man, who descends into Alzheimer's and dementia. It's a really good trailer, and he's a fascinating, brilliant.
I hope that's not the story of his life. I've liked him in movies like Zorro, Joe Black. You didn't like Joe Black, but I thought Joe Black was a very provocative.
You know, it's interesting. He's played Nixon. He's played Hitler. He always is good in movies like Zorro and Thor. Yeah. He was in a movie called The Edge with Alec Baldwin, which was a really good film. But you know what's interesting? I was looking at his bio. He's never played a villain in a James Bond movie or a superhero movie, and you think he would have been pegged perfectly for a villain in a big studio blockbuster. But he's a fantastic talent.
You know, that came to mind. I was thinking of Christopher Lloyd, who may have been the best bad guy in all the James Bond movies ever. He was always a bad guy. He was one of those guys that was always a bad guy. He was a movie star of stature when they made that movie, whereas a lot of the bad guys in the James Bond movies are not well-known actors. They come out of nowhere and they go no place, right? I mean, when you think about the bad guys, how many really good solid actors have played bad guys in James Bond
movies. Yeah, I mean, in the older, yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, Telly Savalas played a villain in Donald Pleasance. Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. I get it.
Yeah, right. And then so, well, I was just adding to what you said about having somebody of the stature that Anthony Hopkins is play a bad guy in a James Bond movie.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Exactly. Yep, yeah.
I got a question for you. We're rounding out the end of 2020. In terms of movies or entertainment, what is the one highlight or low light that comes to mind? What has changed in the industry going forward, in your opinion?
Well, the business about not having theaters open, certainly. The product, the fact that a lot of things that I want to see may not be available. And for me, that means that the studios are cutting off their nose despite their face. They're so interested in control, making more money themselves, that they don't make the product. Everybody say, oh, well, everybody's got Apple, and everybody's got Netflix, and everybody's got HBO. Well, you know what? No, that's not the case. There are a lot of people, especially people who don't have a lot of money, who might want to spend a few bucks to go to the movies, but they don't want to spend that much money every month on a service because they don't have it. Mm-hmm. Those people are being shut out. It's kind of like net neutrality. If you're not in an area where there is good net connection, then you're screwed. And I think that I find that offensive as hell, frankly. I'm sick of these people telling me what's good for them instead of what I want to see. I want to see all these movies. I love these stars, and yet I'm being told I can't go see them because I don't have this service or that service. You know what? Screw you guys. That's not the way it ought to work. But it seems to be the way it's going.
What I found interesting when I was watching Wonder Woman 1984 on HBO Max on my couch at home because I had no access to a movie theater in Pennsylvania because they locked them down, is that I couldn't help, when I watched it from beginning to end, to think this movie is completely trapped on my TV screen. And last night, as I told you, I went to my theater and I privately watched a Poseidon Adventure on the big screen. And it is, when you don't have something for a long time and then you get a chance to watch a movie in a theater again, it is an absolute, you really do, you realize it is an absolute pleasure, if you like film, to watch a movie on a big screen. And at home
is
cool for TV series, but for new run, first run, big movies, there's nothing like a movie theater.
I think
it's not going to equal it.
All right, so you've had the experience of watching that at home. I watched it in the theater, Wonder Woman, and I think I got a lot of nuance out of it that I wouldn't have gotten if I were watching it at home.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah, and so, again, back to these guys who are the decision makers. They think for the world, we're going to do it our way, what's best. Well, they're in business to make a profit, but most of them are stumbling on their you-know-whats because they aren't making a profit because they have tinkered with this too much in the name of control. Disney is the company that comes to mind in terms of trying to control all sources of media. It's I find it despicable. All right, anyway, a happy new year. Let's hope we have more important and better things to talk about as we go into the new year, Chucker. Happy new year. Talk to you in 2020.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.